wanna drink a 40. It's when I wanna drink a 40. And usually when I wear a suit, I leave when I want to. I'm not trying to hurt nobody. You only live once, they told me. You can't be mad at me.
I can only be me, me, me. Though I might be on TV, because I got my own CD. All you will ever see,
same OG. I used to be the main one clubbing, but now I choose to stay at home. Most of my friends still thugging, but this time the G's will grow. I'm thinking about my future lately, whatever that may be. But now it's clear to me, I can just be G.
Even though I got my own CD, maybe even on TV, there ain't no change in me.
Another episode of Unaccompanied Adult with Joe Diaz. What's going on, everybody? I'm still trying to figure out this whole new setup that I got over here. I hope everybody is enjoying the first weeks of the new year, man. 2024 is here. It's here for everybody, man. We made it to another year. It feels exactly the same. It feels the same, but at the same time, not really the same. 2024, man, we were supposed to have flying cars by this time. Matter of fact, for those of you who are horror movie buffs, 2024 is the year that when Freddy converted to Islam. Not Freddy, Jason. Jesus, what am I? Oh, I suck. Jason X, when he converted to Islam. 2024 was the year that they banned hockey. Which, you know, they're like, what is that? It's a hockey mask. What's a hockey mask? What's hockey? And they're like, well, it's a sport that got banned in 2024. Anyway, yes, we were supposed to have flying cars. We were supposed to have a bunch of stuff that we were promised and did not get. Got a little dust on me. But yeah, man, it's been... 2023 was an eventful year. And it's shaping up to be a very much eventful 2024 as well. I hope everybody enjoyed their New Year's festivities. Me, I was accidentally sober on New Year's. I went to a party with the clearest of intentions of drinking. But then plans changed and, you know, I just ended up being sober as fuck. Went to a house party. And I want to say New Year's sober is a new thing for me. Because... No, everybody, you know, you're drinking, you got the champagne popping, you got the whiskey, you got the Henny, you got the beer and all that shit. And, you know, being 40, it is like, is you start seeing like, oh, well, maybe I don't have to turn up. I needed to turn up because I worked all day that day, being in the career that I am, not podcasting, but my day job. I was working all goddamn day, to my dismay. But yeah, so I needed a drink. Things happened where I couldn't drink. But yeah, so my girl and I, we went to a party, to go party with her friends and whatnot. And by the time we got there, everybody was shit-faced. Like, they were fucked up. Like, they were gone, son. And they were like that white boy, white girl wasted that I'm not too familiar with. Because usually it's like, you know, we're all chilling. We're kicking back. We're listening to fucking the old school hip-hop or just like R&B, whatever. Just like, you know, walk into the party like, we're not gonna take it. Just fucking, we're just there, just hanging out. And, like, the, you know, for those of you who don't know, like, New Jersey, like, everybody's sick. Like, everybody's sick. Like, my girl spent the whole week sick, leading up to New Year's. Like, just a bunch of people at my job were sick. So, like watching people play beer pong and drink from the same cups and hug and high five and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, yeah, just spreading germs and shit. It's cool, man. Like, this is awesome. This is okay. It's your prerogative. But then, like, I'm, like, again, like, I'm the odd man out. I'm the only one not drinking because I was driving, whatever. And look at me. This is what 40 turns you into. Like, hey, I'm not gonna have a sip of alcohol because I'm gonna drive and I need to be responsible and shit. Like back in the day, I'm like, yeah, fucking, like I only had like 4 shots of Henny. I can drive. This is nothing. But like, yeah, like, but being sober, at a party, the only sober one at a party. It's like being a virgin at an orgy. Just like, you're just sticking to the wall. Just like, oh, look at that. That's cool. That's interesting. Oh, huh. Never would have thought of that. That's interesting. Oh, okay. No. Not for me. I'm just here to watch. I'm just here to experience. But yeah, you know. But yeah, it was cool. It was cool to meet new people and watch them. Get obliterated. But yeah, man. So that's how my 2023 ended. And speaking of orgies, we're already in week 2 of 2024. I took the first week off because I needed the dust to settle. Because I was on Epstein's list. Not for what you think. Is not what you think. It was just me and Stephen Hawking. We just like to watch midgets solve equations because they're a fraction of people. But yeah, man, like the Epstein list came out, and that list, it looked like the Hollywood Walk of Fame. She's like, wow, that person was in Fargo. It was just weird with all these names that came out. Alan Dershowitz, Stephen Hawking was by far the most interesting one because like he just liked to watch little people get naked and solve equations high up on the chalkboard. It's hilarious. But yeah, man, surprise, surprise. Fucking celebrities like to do weird shit. They do weird shit, man. Like, the rich and powerful like to do weird things behind closed doors. And I think we should let them. I say, let them just do all that. Because while they're doing that, they're not poisoning, like, water supplies or confiscating diamond mines in Africa and shit. Like, let them get their kicks and get their rocks off like away from civilization. Like, I'm glad they had an island. Like, I'm glad they had like their own sanctuary where you can go, you know what, let's be weird and shit. Well, nobody, you know, from away from the public eye. I'm glad. And I'm also glad that I'm not a billionaire or a millionaire, because I'd be doing weird shit too. For those of you who are like, no, not me, man. No, fuck that. Yep, you too. You will be doing weird shit on an island with your rich and powerful friends. Because why not? Who's going to stop you? You're rich and powerful and you're fucking famous and shit. Like me, I think if I became a billionaire, the first thing I would do, I won't have like the Notre Dame cheerleaders stomp on Jell-O with bare feet, because that's what I like to watch. Like, I like to see that. I like to experience that. And, you know, like, go Fighting Irish and shit. Just and make sure it's green Jell-O, just to keep it in the theme of things. But yeah, man, like, Cat Williams called everybody out. Some dude jumped. He leapt over a judge's bench to beat the brakes off her. It's been quite a week. It's been quite a first week of 2024. It's very exciting. And I'm just excited to see what this year has to bring. Like, it's. You know what? I'm hopeful for this year, man. I'm hopeful for this year. But as hopeful as I was and am of this year, a lot of people, I've seen a lot of posts like "New Year, New Me." You know that whole song and dance, the whole shebang that everybody that says. Every note, like, you know what, this year, I'm changing, and I'm cutting, blah, 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 and that motherfucker's out my life, and this bitch, blah. Nah, man. 2024, I am staying exactly who I was in 2023. I like the man that I became. I am very happy with the person that I am today. I am very, very happy. I'm proud of the person that I became last year. Many accomplishments. I advanced my career in an amazing way. Let's hear it up. Let's give it up for me. Fuck that. Give it up for me. That was way too short. There we go. Once again, I need to enhance my podcast. Anyway. I advanced my career. I am enhancing the podcast. If those of you who are watching on Spotify, thank you for watching on Spotify. I started posting episodes, or I posted my first episode on YouTube, and it's watched by tens of people. And this year, I plan on enhancing it more. I plan on starting a new separate show away from the main podcast. I'm trying to find a podcast partner. I have a friend in California who's interested in doing a show remotely. And I'm excited about that. Even if it's not, if I'm not involved directly, I would like, you know, I plan on producing, that show or whatever comes of it. Like, again, I'm just trying to just have, a much fun doing this as I can. And I love doing this version of the podcast. And, but sometimes I feel like I need somebody talking to me. And not through their fucking headphones or their radios and shit. I need the counterbalance to me. So that's hopefully that comes to fruition in 2024. 2023, I started a new relationship. And that, and it taught me how to be an adult, an actual grown-up in a relationship, you know, listening and understanding and being generous and you know, all the lifetime Hallmark shit that I used to frown upon. Yeah, that's, you know, and that's what that taught me last year, and I want to continue it again. I just want to continue the growth that I've gained over the last year. And yeah, man, like, so this whole new year, new me shit, right? And I want to break this down. I want to break it down very, very succinctly for everybody. If you are a new year, new me type of person, you did all the wrong things last year. You did everything wrong last year because you were supposed to change. And the older you get, you have to change. You have to change. You have to grow the fuck up. You can't blame the people in your life for holding you back. You got to blame yourself. You should have changed already. You're an adult. You have to take accountability of the things in your life or the people in your life. And the things that you do, you have to take accountability. Because without that, yeah, you should change. You should have changed already. And every year, no, Joe, this is not my fault because I put my trust in this person and that person took advantage of my trust and my love and all this shit. Cool. That person just took advantage of a situation that you presented. I'll let that sink in for you. You allowed this person into your life. You allowed that person to use you. You allowed that person to manipulate you. Now, you should have changed. I say it all the time. If all the guys or all the women in your life have always been bitches and this motherfucker ain't shit and all that, that's not their fault. You have a type. You have a type of ain't shit people in your fucking life. And you keep getting surprised that it never works out. You need to take accountability. You need to take accountability. Like, the people who go, well, I need to hit the gym in January, New Year's resolutions and all this bullshit. Now, New Year's resolutions, if I could pivot just a little bit, New Year's resolutions, they don't work. They stink. They are wish, like birthday wishes. You ever make a wish on candles and shit? When was the last time you made a wish on a candle? You go, and you blow out the candle and you wish for something and that shit doesn't come true. That's what New Year's resolutions are. New Year's resolutions are fucking wishes that you know aren't going to come true. And you try your damnedest and you try your hardest. And you go, well, I tripped and I failed and blah, blah, my New Year's resolutions didn't work out. No. You have to do the work. You have to put in the effort. And if you're not putting in the effort, stop making New Year's resolutions. Stop making them. Set tiny goals. I think I've said this in the past. I think I even said this shit last fucking year. Set small goals. Small achievable goals which turn into long-term changes and actually benefit you. I'm getting deja vu because I said this shit last year. You have to set short-term goals for long-term effects. Yeah, I think I'm sitting right here. Yeah, I'm sure I fucking said this shit before. Listen to last year's New Year's show, and I'm pretty fucking sure is exactly the same thing what I'm saying now. And here I am, again, telling you people that you need to stop doing New Year's resolutions. I'm going to quit smoking. New Year's resolutions. Oh, this is my last cigarette. And the first time that you fucking get stressed out, what are you going to do? You're fucking tapping that fucking pack of Newports, unlocking a cancer and that shit. And you go, you know what? Fuck this. You know, I know it's hard and da 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 da. Yeah, man. Stop making these New Year's resolutions. You just need to focus on change. If you haven't changed last year. Now, if you were growing last year, if you grew last year, if you came to a realization that the people in your life aren't that good for you, or the things that you're doing aren't that beneficial to you, or the job that you were at, it was no longer suitable for you, and you made the change, and you got yourself out of that situation, whatever it was, this year, fuck all that New Year, New Me shit. Focus on, all right, New Year, same me, same old G. You keep going, you keep working, you keep putting in the hard work, you keep waking up in the morning going to the gym, you keep going to that brand new job that you started. You wake up and you text that person that you just started a relationship with. If you're peaceful, if you found peace, just keep working at that peace. Just because you have it doesn't mean that you can't continue to work at it. And that's just the long and short of it. The long and short of it is you need to be more focused on keeping the momentum up. Me, I'm at an age where I don't have the luxury of starting over and over again. And I don't understand the people that do. And like, who are older than me. Like, oh, you know what? This thing didn't work out. And I was with this person for a few months. Like, no, man. Like, yo, time is a ticking. Time is ticking. You need to fucking buckle down and figure out what the fuck you want in life. And if you figure that out in 2023, 2024, continue that. Continue it. Keep it going. If your goal last year was to lose weight, keep fucking losing weight. Until you hit the weight. Until you hit your desired weight. Now, let's say you already hit your desired weight. Keep it off. Keep working at it. You know, this is just shit that we have to do. Just because you have the girl doesn't mean you stop working at it. You got to keep impressing this bitch just to keep her happy. Just because you got the job, you got to keep the job. You got to do the work to keep it up so you don't get fucking fired. If you're on Epstein's Island, don't stop just because you got there. Oh, I got the invite to Epstein's Island. Keep working until they fucking invite you to that Eyes Wide Shut masquerade ball where you're watching fucking Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman fuck in the middle of a ballroom. And I digress. But keep going, man. Just because last year is done, 2023 is done. The work is not. The work is not done. I cannot stress that enough. Keep going, man. It's all about improvement. It's all about improvement. It's all about making sure that you're making yourself happy. And in turn, you make the people around you happy. As cheesy as that shit sounds. As cheesy as it sounds. And as cheesy as it feels saying the shit. You have to make yourself happy. And you know what? 2023 wasn't your year. 2024 is. Well, 2025, I fucking forbid any of you motherfuckers to say new year, new me. Mm-mm. Nope. Nope, not in my generation. Like, that's for the young. New year, new me is for the young. They have the benefit of being young and stupid and like, you know what? I can reinvent myself. If I see some 43-year-old, I was going to say the B word, but I'll be respectful. 2024 is respectful, Joe. If I see a mid-level 40s woman dye her hair blonde and like try to reinvent herself and put La Rubia in her fucking IG tag or her IG name, if I see that shit in 2025, I am calling you out. I'm calling you out. I'm telling you, I'm calling you out. If I see another dude out there like, yo, you know what? 2024, all suits. No, bro. You're a mechanic. You look, all your suits look ill-fitting. Just be who you are. We're at that's for the young, bro. That is for the young. It's for the young to reinvent themselves. Us and our middle-aged, the fucking 30, the 35 and up crowd. We're done. We're done growing. We have achieved this level of consciousness and we are set in our fucking ways. We are set in our ways. We just have to just adjust and shave off the rough ends a little bit, but we are who we are. Now, if I see some person getting a stupid thigh tattoo when they're 58 years old, man, be a grandmother. Be a fucking grandmother. I think about my mother's generation, our parents' generation, right? Now, if we saw a person reinventing themselves, if our aunts and uncles were like, yo, you know what? Fucking hand tattoo. You're like, yo, my man. That's wildly irresponsible of you. Like, you just gotta, in a future episode, I'm gonna talk about how this generation is lost. Like, my generation is lost, and this is why we have like these lost 20-year-olds and fucking listen to Sexy Red and all that shit. I can't stress it enough. If you're still trying to be young, or you're still trying to do young shit at a certain age, it is unbefitting of you. You look ridiculous. You look stupid. You look like you're trying too hard. And at this age, man, come on, man. Do better. Do better. Be better. You know, what kind of example are you setting for the children or for the people in their fucking 20s? I've seen so many, like in the past year, I've seen so many Instagram people that just like I said, like, just, I'm dyeing my hair blonde now. New year, new me. And like, ugh. You look like you're too dark for blonde hair. You look like a photo negative. Like, stop that shit. Oh, shit. I'm just saying, man, like, you know, I say don't reinvent yourself. And just improve yourself. Just improve on the foundation that was already there. Improve. Don't tear down the whole house and then I'm building a whole house right there. Like, no, that takes resources that you no longer have, people. I'm just saying that there's nothing wrong with just doing a few renovations here and there. Redo the kitchen. There's a lot more space there than you thought. I spent a good part of the last part of the year watching HGTV, like house flipping and shit. So I know what I'm talking about. Like, you know, flip or flop. Look, and this is for what I hope you're listening. Whoever has access to my my Amazon Prime, you keep like subscribing to shit. Like, I keep finding new subscriptions on my Amazon Prime. Like Paramount Plus. It's $4. Don't get me wrong. It's $4. I didn't ask for the shit, but I'm not too mad at it. Cause I watched like all the Ninja, I watched the Ninja Turtles, the 80s cartoon as a 40, this year I'm 41. As a 40 year old man, I watched the 88 cartoon and I was like, you know what? I'll allow it. I'll continue to watch and I'll continue the subscription. But the same person like got like Discovery Plus and shit. And I'm like, dude, thank you. Cause I'm like, I've just been watching like cooking shows and renovation shows like HGTV and shit. So chill with the fucking subscriptions because it's getting too ridiculous now. But anyway, man, I think I'm going to keep this one short today. I just wanted to, you know, just say what's up to everybody. And just usher in a new year, a new era of the podcast. This is the third year that I'm doing it. And you know what? I continue to have fun doing it. I know last year, a good part of last year, I took a long hiatus, but I have rediscovered my love for the show and my appreciation for all of you. So again, man, I appreciate all of you who listened last year or who are, those of you who are watching into this year. And man, it's just going to be fun, man. It's going to be fun as hell. You know, there's going to be new and exciting things. I tried a lot of shit last year. Remember Shower Thoughts? Shower Thoughts was fun. I should bring that back. It's just hard to find all those goddamn Shower Thoughts. I need sponsors. I still need sponsors. I'm sponsored by today, the original birth of Chicagoland. And this was a Christmas gift. Thanks, baby. I like this shit. For those of you who are not watching the podcast, you can't see this awesome t-shirt that I have on. But those of you who are on this audio experience with me, it's blue. So, you know what, man? 2024 is upon us. And I say we make this shit the best year of our lives, like every year is, because without being too macabre, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow, next month, or next year. So let's live it up, people. And as always, I said, another episode of Unaccompanied Adult with Joe Diaz. Peace.